Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Thank you, Katie Couric, and welcome to show number 544 of Nostalgia Radio Time. And once again, we're joined by a very special guest star, Mr. Ralph Pierre Lecoq, better known by his stage name, Peter Marshall. He's a former game show host, television and radio personality, singer, and actor. He was the original host of the Hollywood Squares from 1966 to 81, and has almost 50 television, movie, and Broadway credits to his name. And we're very fortunate to have him on the program today to talk about his favorite big band recordings and performers. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome Peter Marshall to Nostalgia Radio Time.
Oh, thank you, Greg.
Well, first things first, I know you celebrated a remarkable milestone birthday recently. Tell us how many candles were on your last birthday cake.
Unfortunately, too many. 96.
Well, that's absolutely incredible. Now, you were born on March 30th, 1926, correct?
That's it.
Well, the reason I mention that is because I remember my grandfather was born on March 25th, 1926.
Is he still with us?
No, sadly he passed away. He was only 58 when he passed away in 1984.
Oh, wow.
So I certainly still miss him and remember him fondly. Well, the reason I'm so excited to have you on my show is because I know what a great fan you are of the big bands and the great pop vocalists of the big band era and beyond, and were in fact a boy singer yourself.
I was. I joined the band when I was 15, and I've been singing with different bands. I've worked with everybody. I worked with Les Brown. I worked with the Benny Goodman Band. I worked with I worked with the Glenn Miller Band. I worked with the Jimmy Dorsey Band.
Wow.
Doing special things, yeah. But, I've worked with a lot of different bands over my career, and, I've done an awful lot of stuff, but if you ask me what I do for a living, I'm a singer, yeah.
And of course, you're no stranger to radio. You hosted the Music of Your Life program for many years, and in fact began on radio much further back than that during the war.
During the war, I was in Naples, Italy, and I was at AES Naples. It's 11 o'clock in Naples, and time for yours for the asking. Hi, everybody. This is Sergeant Pete Lecoq. That's my real name, by the way.
I'll be darned.
Pete Lecoq. Sergeant Pete Lecoq, and we've got some great music for you tonight. So sit back and relax and take a listen. Here we go.
You still got it, Peter. Still got it.
So I thought it would be kind of fun to have you talk about some of your favorite artists and have you be a DJ again on my program.
Well, when I was I was 10 years old when my father passed, and when I was about 13, my sister started going with a singer by the name of Dick Hames. He was then singing with the Benny Goodman Band, actually the Harry James Band, rather.
Right, he took over for Frank Sinatra, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He replaced, in fact, he replaced Sinatra with the Harry James Band and also with the Benny Goodman Band.
Right, yeah.
And anyway, he was wonderful to me, and I've always wanted to be a singer. And even when I was like 5 years old, I was in dancing school and things like that. And anyway, he was a big influence on my life. And when I met him, he was singing with the Harry James Band. And then he went out on his own and became the biggest singer in the country. In fact, he was the highest paid American for 2 years in a row.
Right.
And he had so many hit records. And he did all those wonderful movies at Fox. And he was a huge star. And people, funny thing is, you talk about Dick Hames today, people don't remember him at all.
And no, that's strange. A shame because, yeah.
It really is because But, you know, he had a lot of personal problems, and he married a lot of different people. He was married to my sister, who happened to be happened to become a movie star. Her name was Joanne Drew.
Right.
She did a lot of pictures with John Wayne and Drew, D-R-U. I'm sure some of your listeners will remember her. She was a beautiful woman. And my only sister, and I just loved her so much. She was wonderful to me. And when you start out, you know, you always need a buck or two, and she was there for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can remember when I was first married, I found a house, and she gave me the down payment. And she was just one of those wonderful people.
Oh, that's great.
Anyway, so Dick was a big influence on my life. And then I got to work with, you know, I worked with Bob Everly, and I produced a thing at the Palladium called One More Time,
mm-hmm.
and I used Helen O'Connell and Bob Everly, and,
right.
and but I just worked with a lot of old time singers, and I just loved their work, and,
sure.
and on Music of Your Life, I played their stuff, you know.
Well, I picked what is probably one of the best known recordings by Dick Hames, this one going back to 1943, You'll Never Know.
That's right. You going to play it now?
We're going to play it right now.
Okay, terrific.
You'll never know just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, for haven't I told you so? A million or more times you went away in my heart. Went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. Never know if you don't know now. You went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my some other way to prove that I love you. I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know now. You'll never know if you don't.
That was the former brother-in-law of my special guest, Peter Marshall, Dick Hames with You'll Never Know. Two of the people you chose actually have close ties to one another. They recorded many successful duets with the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra and also had equally successful careers apart as soloists, that being Bob Eberly and Helen O'Connell. Tell us your memories of these two giants of the big band era.
Well, I worked with Helen many, many times when, they toured together and they recorded together. And when Bob became ill, I toured with Helen, and I did all the old Bob Everly things, I Understand, and all those wonderful things.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then Gordon Jenkins did a thing on NBC many years ago called Manhattan Tower, and it starred Helen and myself.
Oh.
And I don't know if people remember it, but it was at the time, it was very, it was just it was a wonderful show.
Sure. It'd be great to be able to see that again. Too bad they don't put it on PBS or something.
Right.
Well, Helen has always was a strikingly beautiful woman with that beautiful, with that wonderful smile and those dimples. And you know, later on in her career, she toured with Rosemary Clooney and Rose Marie and Margaret Whiting as four girls,
they
called themselves. Yeah, yeah.
Right. And they were all pals of mine. You know, Rose Marie, who passed about 3 years ago,
right.
She did a movie that I narrated and I was in. And Rose, of course, was a regular on my show, The Hollywood Squares. And
yes,
Clooney I knew very well, and Margaret Whiting, I, in fact, when I was a kid, I dated her sister, Barbara.
Really? Wow. Well, I chose one of the classic Dorsey sides featuring Helen and Bob, and that's one I'm sure you sang with Helen Green Eyes.
I sure did.
Eyes with their soft lights, your eyes that promise sweet nights, bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you, our lips meet and our hearts too. With a thrill so sublime, those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool wherein my love lies, so deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever hold me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes, make my dream come true.
That was the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra featuring Bob Eberle and Helen O'Connell with Green Eyes. Well, Peter, you chose one of my favorite vocal groups, one who had an extraordinarily long and productive career, the Mills Brothers.
I toured with the Mills Brothers many times. I had an act with a group called Chapter 5, and I got to tour with the Mills Brothers. I would never follow them, by the way. I always opened for the Mills Brothers, because to follow the Mills Brothers, boy, with something else. So, but it would be my production, I put it together, but I always ended with the Mills Brothers, and they were just wonderful guys. They really were. They were just, and you know, to watch them work was phenomenal. And Harry mm-hmm. was blind, but you would never know it. They would come out, the three of them,
right.
And they didn't need a big band. You could listen to the Mills Brothers on just a piano, you know. That's how
right.
wonderful
well,
they were.
Well, when they started out, I think they were known as four boys and a guitar because they had no other musical instruments on their records, just a guitar.
That's right. Their father played the guitar, by the way.
Yeah.
That was their father, yeah.
Well, I actually had John Mills, which is the son of Donald Mills, on my program a few years ago. And when Donald was the only one of the Mills Brothers left, he and his son were touring around together. And
I know.
They were creating the Mills Brothers sound. They were great.
They sure were, and he still works, by the way.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. His partner passed away about 2 years ago.
Right.
I don't know if he has a new partner yet. He must have. But he's terrific.
And, of course, one of the Mills Brothers' biggest hits, probably the biggest, is Paper Doll. Let's give that one a spin, shall we?
Remember that?
You got it.
Okay, we'll do that one next.
Okay.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl. I guess I had a million dolls or more. I guess I've played the dog game for and all. I just quarreled with Sue. That's why I'm blue. She's gone away and left me just like all dolls do. I'll tell you boys, it's tough to be alone. And it's tough to love a doll that's not your own. I'm through with all of them. I'll never fall again. Say, boy, what you gonna do? I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting. She'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
We're talking music of the big band here today with my special guest, Peter Marshall, who hosted a successful My Music series program on the big bands with Nick Clooney on PBS that still airs from time to time.
I saw it just last year, I think it was on our local PBS station.
Yeah, they still play all those things.
Yeah, it's so good. They just keep running.
We did about four of them, I think, three or four.
Right.
And, with Nick, who's a terrific guy, by the way. And mm-hmm. he knows a lot about the big band era.
Oh, I would think he does, with his sister being Rosemary. And, of course, T.J. Lubinsky manages to come up with some remarkable clips from old TV shows and things of the big bands. It really
right.
makes for some very enjoyable TV programs. Speaking of the big bands, you chose one of the biggest and I think perhaps the best, and that's the mighty Count Basie. Did you get to know and work with the Count?
I never worked with the Basie band, but every time they were near, I would go watch them. That was the best band I ever heard in my entire life.
I believe it. Yeah.
I think I told you I did a series for Disney called Big Bands at Disneyland. And I had Buddy Rich. I had, you name it. They were all there. And, but the band that just blew me away. The Buddy Rich band, by the way, was terrific. He always used young guys.
Uh-huh.
And he got a lot of Texas State, I think, has a big band class. But anyway, they were all young guys and they were great, but nothing compared to the old Basie band.
Well, I picked out a Basie classic called Little Darlin' that always makes me think of the late Don Kennedy, who hosted the syndicated Big Band Jump program on radio for many years and used it as his theme song.
All right.
We're talking with Peter Marshall today on Nostalgia Radio Time about some of his favorite singers and big bands, and another favorite singer of yours that came along just past the big band era, but has been equally successful, is Matt Monroe. Now, Matt doesn't get the credit he so richly deserves, I think, but did you ever have the opportunity to work with him?
He's English, you know. And
right.
I was in England doing a Bye Bye Birdie with Cheetah Rivera, and the guy that played the rock and roll, the Elvis Presley part. So what the heck is, I can't think of his name. Well, Marty Wilde. Marty
Wilde,
a big he was a big rock and roller, and he was like the Elvis Presley of England. Anyway, he introduced me to this kid who was a bus driver, and he started the recording, and that was Matt Monroe. And I just loved the way Matt sang. A lot of people don't remember, you mentioned Matt Monroe. I played him a lot on Music of Your Life. And I just think he's a terrific singer. I'm a big fan of Matt Monroe. He passed, I guess about 10 or 12 years ago. But I saw him in Vegas, too. And I never met him in Vegas. I met him in London.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I was a huge fan of Matt Monroe.
One of Matt's most successful recordings was I Will Wait for You. So let's give that one a spin.
If it takes forever, I will wait for you for a thousand summers. I will wait for you till you're back beside me, till I'm holding you. Till I hear you sigh here in my arms. Anywhere you wander, anywhere you go, every day remember how I love you so. In your heart, believe what in my heart I know, that forevermore I'll wait for you. The clock will tick away the hours one by one, and then the time will come when all the waiting done, the time when you return and find me here and run straight to my waiting arms. If it takes forever, I will wait for you for a thousand summers. I will wait for you till you're here beside me, till I'm touching you, and forevermore cheering.
Talking with Peter Marshall on Nostalgia Radio Time, and we're picking his brain on some of his favorite singers of the big band era and beyond. And the newest singer you chose, although she's hardly a newcomer, but really hit her stride in the 1970s, is Linda Ronstadt. She did so much to bring back the music of the great American songbook and big band era.
I think she's probably one of the best girl singers I've ever heard in my entire life. And, you know, there's Ella, of course, who was the greatest. But, you know, there's so many good band singers. But Linda Ronstadt, although she was not born during the big band era, just knocked me out. When I had Music of Your Life, I played a lot of her. And I met her once. I did a movie called Annie. And I played Bert Healy. Hey, hobo man. Anyway, I was in the movie Annie.
Sure.
And at the premiere, she was there, and we sat at the same table. And I introduced myself, and I said, I'm such a huge fan. But she was very noncommittal, and she wasn't really terrific. It was very nice, actually. She must have been in a bad mood or something. I don't know. But I sure loved the way she sang.
Well, she did three terrific albums with Nelson Riddle in the 80s that really all the great American songbook songs and Johnny Mercer's. I think we're going to do Johnny Mercer's Skylark, which he did a beautiful recording of.
Okay.
Well, because we feature a Bing Crosby recording each week on the show, and as part of our Bing Sings feature, I would like to talk with you a little bit about the time that you worked with and sang with Bing on the Artie Johnson TV special in 1971. What are some of your memories of Bing and working with him?
It was I had met him at a golf tournament years ago, but I really didn't know him, and I was so excited. I hosted the it was an hour show. It was a special starring Artie Johnson. Called Very Interesting, and I was the host because Artie played all these different characters, and we recreated the Rhythm Boys, and it was Artie, Bing, and myself, and it was so damn much fun. I can't tell you, working with Bing Crosby, and you sent me a wonderful picture of Artie, Bing, and myself, which I appreciate, Artie. I really thank you, Greg. I told my wife, you got to frame this one.
That's great.
But he was just lovely. He couldn't have been nicer.
And that was really the first time that Bing had ever tried recreating that vocal trio where he got his start on television with Paul Whiteman. And
recording of it?
I have a recording of the audio of the TV special. I wish I could find the video of it, but we're going to play that next. So here you are with...
Great.
Artie Johnson, Peter Marshall, and Bing Crosby with So the Bluebirds and the Blackbirds Got Together.
Look at my doorstep, look at my doorstep, look at the blackbird, look at the bluebird, look at the bad luck, look at the good luck, look at the good luck and the bad luck now. Never saw bluebird mingle with blackbird, never saw bluebird doing things backwards, never knew good luck, ever with birds with care. Da da da, I overheard
boo, 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 boo.
Those birdies singing
boo, boo,
today,
boo, boo, boo.
And I know just why they're acting this way.
the bluebird said, we've got to have sunny weathers. For the bluebirds, all the blackbirds, got it. Then the blackbird said, we're birds of a different feather. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together. And when they talked it over, they let the blackbirds make the rainbow. And all the bluebirds agreed to bring the sunshine again. For we can't have rain, sunshine that lasts forever. So the bluebirds and the blackbirds got together.
The bluebirds and the blackbirds got together.
Well, Peter, I know I've kept you far too long already, but I would be remiss if I neglected to ask you to talk a little bit about the years from 1966 to 1981 that you spent hosting one of the most successful TV game shows of all time, the Hollywood Squares.
Right.
You had so many legendary names up there on those squares over the years, like the lonesome George Goble and Charlie Weaver and Marty Allen, whose laugh alone was enough to make people laugh.
I wrote a book on it. It's called Backstage with the Original Hollywood Squares, which is available on Amazon, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And, it's not my life story, but it's the story of how I got squares and all the people I worked with the squares. Yeah. And it was very successful, and they just republished it. And it's on Amazon. It's called Backstage with the Original Hollywood Squares.
We'll have to look for that.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. And I guess, may I plug one of my albums?
Absolutely, I was just getting to that.
Anyway, there's a thing called A Boy Singer.
Yeah.
And I recorded it at Capitol with 35 of the greatest musicians in the world and all these wonderful arrangers. And, I'm very proud of it. I've done a lot of albums, but, Boy Singer I know that's available on Amazon because I keep getting checks.
We meet and the angels sing. The angels sing the sweetest song I ever heard. You speak and the angels sing. Or am I breathing music into every word? Suddenly the setting has changed. I can see water and moonlight beaming, silver waves that break on some undiscovered shore. Then, suddenly, I see it all change. Long winter night with the candles gleaming through it all, your face that I adore. You smile, and the angels sing. Although it's just a gentle murmur at the start, we kiss and the angels sing and leave their music ringing in my heart. changed. I can see water and moonlight beaming, silver waves that break on some undiscovered shore. Then suddenly I see it all change. Long winter nights with the candle gleaming through it all, your face that I adore. You smile and the angels sing, although it's just a gentle murmur at the start. We kiss and the angels sing and leave their music ringing in my heart.
From his Boys Singer CD, that was my special guest star, Peter Marshall, with And the Angels Sing. He also did a great album titled Let's Be Frank with a Touch of Tommy.
That's where I recreated all the Tommy Dorsey things with... That Sinatra did, yeah.
That was a great album, too. And you actually did an old Bing Crosby song on there. You did in Holiday Inn, Be Careful, It's My Heart.
Be Careful, It's My Heart.
Yeah.
It's not my heart you're wearing. It's not my something you wear. It's my heart, yeah.
That's the one. And actually, everybody thought that was going to be the big hit of that movie, Holiday Inn. But there's another little song in there called White Christmas that stole the show.
Yeah.
Blase with dreams that just couldn't last. You're careless with romance, out of step with this dance. So change your tune and change it fast.
So be careful, it's my heart. It's not my watch you're wearing, it's my heart. It's not the note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not the book I lent you that you never returned. Remember,
take some time away from yourself.
It's my heart.
Put those yesterdays on the shelf.
The heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break. But please, before you start, be careful. It's my heart.
My guest Peter Marshall with a great song by Irving Berlin from Holiday Inn, Be Careful, It's My Heart. Well, I have to ask you this just because everybody I've talked to, when they found out I was going to be talking to you, said you got to ask him about Paul Lynde and what kind of a guy he was to work with.
Paul and I weren't that close. I met Paul many years ago in New York when we were both kids. We were about the same age. And he was doing a Broadway show, and I was messing around with Tommy Noonan those days, doing a comedy act. But Paul joined the show. He was an interesting guy. He was very, not the saddest guy I've ever met, but pretty close. And he hated a lot of things about himself. But I found him hilarious, as everybody did. He was a very funny man, and at the end he stopped drinking. He got his whole life in order. The last time I saw Paul was at the airport. He was going to New York to do some commercials or something. I forget what I was doing, and he looked great, and he had straightened his life out. He had a real bad drinking problem. He really did. He was just an unhappy guy. But he beat that, and he went to bed one night and never woke up. And he was very young. And but he was a funny man.
He made me laugh, I'll tell you. And he certainly must have kept the censors on their toes with some of his often bawdy and risque responses on the show. He was so quick with those things. Someone actually took and strung together 2 hours of just Paul Lynde quips from the Hollywood Squares, and it's posted on YouTube. And it's hilarious just to hear what he came up with.
This is kind of a hypothetical question. Okay. All right, now listen carefully. A woman is at a singles bar talking to a man, and he begins tugging at his socks. What does that mean?
He wants to have socks with her.
Say, Paul, is there any way at all to make an elephant jump? Is there a way to make an elephant jump?
Yes, you'll need earplugs and a pair of bricks.
Leanne didn't get it, Paul.
Paul Lynde.
For $600 and a tie game. Can the puppies in a litter come from different daddies?
Why, that bitch.
It's for a tie game, a Paul Lynde question for $600 for Vicky here. According to the food editor of the Dallas Morning News, what's the best reason for pounding meat?
Oh, loneliness.
I'll try that again. According to the book, An Encyclopedia of Fairies, who's generally better looking, a fairy or a pixie?
Looks aren't everything.
Who's generally better looking, according to this book called An Encyclopedia for Fairies, a fairy or a pixie, better looking?
Well, Arnia, I'll go for the fairy.
There was no one quite like Paul Lynde, that's for sure. Well, we have time for one more song from Peter Marshall, another song from his great album, Boy Singer. Here he is with Oh You Crazy Moon.
I was through. Oh, you crazy moon, what did you do? And when they kissed, they tried to say, that it was just in fun. Oh, you crazy moon, look what you've done. Once you promised me, you know that it would never end. Now you should be ashamed to show your funny face, my friend. There they are. They fell in love. I guess you think you're smart. Oh, you crazy moon, you broke my heart.
Thank you so much, Peter, for sharing all those wonderful memories, and I want to extend to you an open invitation that anytime you'd like to feature some more of your favorite recordings, the door is always open for you here at Nostalgia Radio Time.
Just want to wish you continued good health and much happiness in your life.
Thank you so very, very much, and I'm very happy to do any show that features big band music.
Well, thank you again, Peter, and take good care
of
yourself.
Thank you, Greg.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Stay well. Bye-bye.
You too.
Go, Joe, go!
So there you are. Great interview with a great man. So wonderful to have Peter Marshall on the show. Still sounding so great just as you remember him, and just a remarkable recall he had. His memory is incredible. For 96 years old, may we all be that fortunate. Be sure to check out his book he mentioned about the Hollywood Squares. A lot of behind-the-scenes stories in that, and certainly a history of one of the greatest game shows of all time on television. I'm Greg Van Beek. Thank you for listening, and hope you'll be with me again next week when I have more music and memories of the greatest generation. Feel free to email me with your song requests or your old-time radio show requests or any comments you have about the program. Love to hear them. Send them to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And be sure to check us out on our social media outlets on Facebook and Twitter, where you can find out some more information about the show, what we featured in the past, and what's coming up in the future. And as always, if you happen to have an interest in antique radios, looking to acquire a set, maybe you'd like to have one repaired, or just like to look at pictures of them, check out our good friends at the Wisconsin Antique Radio Club's website at warci.org, or find them on their Facebook group as well. So until we meet again next week, I'm Greg Van Beek saying, so long for now.